Hello there, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I'm here to talk to you about the full moon in Cancer taking place on December 29th, 2020 at 7:28 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My God, what a full moon to end 2020 with. And it's a big deal, but in order for you to fully grasp the significance and the big picture of what this full moon represents, I have to take you back. And I have to take you back to 6 months to when we had the solar eclipse in Cancer, which is essentially a new moon eclipse in Cancer, at 0 degrees Cancer. This is significant because any 0 degree in the zodiac is important. Zero represents a brand new start. But in Cancer, it represents a new start in the way that we approach life and in the way we take action. This is because Cancer is one of the cardinal signs of the zodiac. Okay? We have Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn that are the cardinal signs of the zodiac. And these are known as the signs that begin things, that take the initiative in life. And the reason for that, if you notice, in each of those signs, we begin a new season. Aries begins spring, Cancer begins summer, Libra begins fall, and Capricorn begins winter. Okay? So they represent a brand new beginning into a new stage in life. This solar eclipse in Cancer at 0 degrees that took place on June 20th coincided with the Cancer solstice of 2020. So on multiple levels, on June 20th, we had this message from the universe saying brand new, something brand new, a brand new beginning, a clean slate. Build from the bottom, build something new. And in Cancer, this represented the destruction of what were our structures at the time, mental, emotional, sometimes physical, in order to create a new sense of home for ourselves. Cancer and the moon represent the home, the mother. They represent nurturance. And as we have seen in 2020, we have been practically forced to rebuild our lives either entirely or from zero in very specific areas of our lives. Some of the notes that I shared with a class that I teach every Sunday morning, some of the notes I shared at the time, I remember I taught this class June 14th, 2020, and in which I talked about the solar eclipse in Cancer at 0 degrees that was going to take place on June 20th. And I remember telling the class that this was the last eclipse of the Cancer-Capricorn axis, okay? Because right now we have the transiting nodes, the North Node in Gemini and the South Node in Sagittarius. But prior to that, we had the North Node in Cancer, which again represented us leaning into creating our own sense of home, whether in our physical home, but I want to say that most importantly within ourselves, how we inhabit ourselves, how we bring ourselves back to our soul, to our heart. What does that mean? How do we make decisions from that? When everything is stripped away from us that we thought was important, where do we turn to within? All of those types of things. The North Node was in Cancer from 2018 to 2020. And our entire life was transformed in that way. I'm sure that a lot of us now reach within ourselves from a different space in order to make decisions for the future now. If at the time the North Node was in Cancer, that means that the South Node was in Capricorn. And what does Capricorn represent? Capricorn represents institutions, the status quo, the I should do this because this is what is expected of me, regardless of what I may actually want. And the thing about having the North Node in the North Node in Cancer and the South Node in Capricorn was that at the time, we probably didn't even know what we truly wanted. And it required a year like 2020 to strip us of any self-deceit and any stories that we had been telling ourselves about what is truly meant for us in order to get to the core, to the home of our soul. Okay? All of this has been taking place for 2 years now, but obviously 2020 made it clear. So, on June 20th, 2020, questions like, what is my definition of home? How do I inhabit myself? Where do I belong? Are questions that began placing themselves in one way, shape, or form in our minds, in our heart, in our lives, so that by now, come December 29th to the full moon in Cancer, I'm sure that for most of us, these questions are not only answered, but they're answered in a way that we did not expect to answer them 6 months ago. Okay? So, now that you have that backstory, which is extremely important, think back as to how your life has unfolded from June 20th, 2020 to now. Think back as to what your definition of home is now. And think back if it really means the place where you live or how you inhabit yourself within. Where does your sense of belonging come from? Does it come from what you do for a living and how that shows for others? Or does it come from a space within that is now more peaceful, I hope, than it was 6 months ago? Okay. So this full moon, this full moon in Cancer, not an eclipse, but this full moon in Cancer on December 29th is at 8 degrees Cancer. This means that the sun in Capricorn is in direct opposition or at 180 degrees from the moon at 8 degrees Cancer. Okay. Any full moon represents an emotional culmination and an understanding in a very profound way of something that started 6 months ago. Okay. Simultaneously, the Mercury is in Capricorn at 14 degrees at the time of this full moon, which reminds us of staying committed to the work that for the last 6 months has brought us to where we are now. Essentially, I'm talking about internal work because this is a lunar event in Cancer, and Cancer is a water sign. It's an emotional sign. It's a profound sign. And again, it represents the home. But for me, the way that I've interpreted in so many readings is this internal sense of home. Okay, so Mercury in Capricorn at this time of the full moon is the way that we process thought in a much more practical and mature way. What is important? What isn't? This suits me. This doesn't. This sits well with me in accordance to where my heart is now, and this does not. Whatever this and that is for you, right? At the same time, Chiron is in Aries, creating a square to the lunar event. Chiron represents this karmic wound that we bring onto this world that we're meant to evolve from and create something. Not something physical, but learn from that wound, learn from that lesson. Transiting Chiron is currently in Aries. And what that has represented is the pain, essentially, that we have endured over the last 6 months, especially, in trying to figure out who we are as individuals. Because Aries represents the individual. It represents the I. It is the first sign of the zodiac. It is the essence of who we are, particularly at birth, right? What is the essence of us? And therefore, when we get in touch with our essence, what brings us genuine joy? I don't want to digress, but it's important to understand the full picture again. At the time of this full moon in Cancer, Mars in Aries and Mars rules Aries, is at 26 degrees Aries, okay? If we remember, Mars has been in Aries since June, going forward, retrograding, and now finally moving forward and getting ready to get out of Aries and into Taurus come January. Think about this. If we had a new moon eclipse in Cancer at 0 degrees on June 20th, and in June, Mars entered Aries to stay there for 6 months, and we were to, during the last 6 months, reconfigure our entire definition of home, reconfigure the entire definition of who I am, and now both of these energies are getting ready to culminate and move on. How could we have done this work any faster, right? The reason I bring this up is that a lot of my readings in the last couple of weeks have been, I get the lesson, I get it, I understand it, I appreciate it, but can I please just move on? And believe me, I get it. I understand the frustration, because even for me, I look at this stuff every single day. Not a day goes by where I don't look at anything astrology, right? I know how this works. I understand it. And even I get into that mode. But if finally we get this full moon in Cancer culminating that event that was meant to have us review our foundations that were built from a lifetime, our entire lifetime. We are meant to be patient in our process. That's what it tells us, that we are meant to be patient in our process. Thankfully, I feel that this full moon in Cancer on December 29th serves to finally culminate all of that. There will be some nostalgia as we think back about what we've had to let go. There will be some momentary melancholy, right? Where we might think, man, that's who I was 6 months ago, and this is who I am now. Along the way, I've had to release a lot, either relationships or jobs or homes or just parts of myself. Guys, when we go through shifts like that in our lives, there is a form of a death and a rebirth in that. And if there is a form of a death, in death, there is mourning. I remind you of this because it's important that we allow ourselves to mourn when we release parts of our lives. There's a healing that still needs to occur, because even though, let me put it to you this way. Let's say that you had a relationship that within the last 6 months ended, either with that solar eclipse on June 20th or in the last 6 months. That relationship, however long it lasted, it was in your life. It represented something important in your life. It represented a part of you that came up in that relationship. It was significant. And to think that if it ends, you are just meant to get over it, it's almost like we do ourselves a disservice when we try to rush our process. There are important lessons to be learned in the entirety of our process, even when we feel that we get it, we understand it, we appreciate it, can we please move on? And what tells me this is the length of transits, the length of these energetic windows that the cosmos open up for us in order for things to fully unfold. Again, I go back to the solar eclipse in Cancer at 0 degrees on June 20th. if a relationship for you ended at that time and you were looking to start dating, I don't know, July, August, September, whatever, and you were looking to already be over it when really there were a few more months to go, there was still a little bit more time to go for you to fully let go and fully learn and appreciate the lessons that came with that breakup. How do you create space for something so valuable when you're trying to rush? Again, and I say this, no judgment. There are plenty of people who want to date. That's really what they want. And I think that's great. But don't forget that your process is important and that it takes a certain amount of time, whether it's relationships or whatever it is. It takes time, okay? So I go back to this full moon. What helps remind us not to forget the lessons that we learned in 2020 is the fact that Pluto is still in Capricorn. And I say still in Capricorn because Saturn and Jupiter have now moved away from Capricorn and gone into Aquarius. Remember, the Saturn-Jupiter great conjunction in Aquarius. If you want to learn more about that, I recorded an audio last week. Go back to that audio and see what that's all about. So Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius are telling us strengthen who you are now, okay? And this is important. Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius tell us strengthen who you are now because we are designed to be individuals. And from that place where we embrace our individuality and practice it in a loving and compassionate way, we can then affect those around us. Okay? We are all individually pieces to a much, much bigger puzzle. Think about that. If we are individual pieces of a bigger puzzle, then us, a piece, has a place. It has a reason to be what it is. We have a reason to be what we are because in our own way, we fall into a much larger picture. Now, Pluto, again, remaining in Capricorn, says the lessons that transformed you, Pluto, the planet of transformation, the lessons that transformed you are the ones that give you the strength to be your individual unique self. What that individual unique self is, I don't think that a lot of us are still very clear on that, and that's okay. Remember, we are undoing and releasing ourselves from a lifetime of conditioning to build something new. If we don't know yet, right now, who we are or how to get in touch with that, that's okay. 2021 will make sure that we go back to the lessons that we learned in 2020 and learn to get in touch with ourselves, learn to trust that intuition, and learn to pay attention to us so that we again can function from a deeper space. Okay. At the time of this full moon, Venus is in Sagittarius. She's ready to party. She's ready to have adventure. She's ready to travel. She's ready to see everybody, meet everybody. It's funny. Sagittarius is very much the sign of FOMO, fear of missing out. They want to be everywhere for everyone all the time. It's just who they are. And Venus, which represents our desires and what brings us joy and the planet of relationship, we want to be joyous in relationships. Of course, considering our circumstance, that is not very possible in the way that we want it to right now, especially travel, right? So Venus is in Sagittarius in a direct square, or exactly at 90 degrees from Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees. Neptune in Pisces represents this inability to see clearly, this looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. So them, Venus and Neptune, creating a square to one another is saying, I know that this is all you want. This is the part of us that really wants to get out. This is the part of us that is tired of being indoors. I learned my lesson. Can I please go out and share these lessons with the world and practice these lessons and implement them? That's not how we're going to do things from now on. Remember, Pluto is in Capricorn. Pluto stayed in Capricorn. Don't forget the lessons that you learned in 2020. And part of the lesson is restriction. For a lot of us, it's imposed. Not self-imposed, but imposed by a greater power. And so that imposition, if you will, for lack of a better term, is what kind of holds us in place, is what kind of, I don't know why this is coming up, but this is what's coming up. It's that leash. It's like the universe's way to keeping us on a short leash before we move forward too fast. And I'm sorry if you hear some noise in the background. That's what that is. It's the universe's short leash. This is you being wide-eyed and dreamy and wanting to go out into the world, but Pluto in Capricorn is saying, not just yet. And Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius are saying, yes, of course, empower who you are. Of course, embrace your individuality, figure out what that is, but under these circumstances, not under your circumstances, these circumstances. Because these circumstances are what's best for the greater good. Remember, Aquarius, as much as it wants us to embrace our individuality, the reason that it wants us to embrace our individuality is because we now have to ask questions like, how does what I do as an individual affect the greater good? Do you see how everything, no matter how much it pisses us off, and no matter how much we don't see it in the moment, there is purpose for everything that happens. This pisses a lot of people off when I say everything that is happening is meant to be happening. And I get it, because there are times where I don't even want to believe that. I don't even want to hear it. But when you look at the larger picture, when we think beyond what we see in our everyday world, these things begin to make sense and they begin to fall into place. All right. So some of the themes and questions that have come up for me as I studied this chart are, one, emotional opening and reconnection with our process this year. Embrace it. Congratulate yourself. You earned that. You earned that shit. You earned it. Okay. Honor what comes up. Because when you honor what comes up, that results eventually in releasing it. And here's what I'm talking about specifically. Here's another thing that happens is that we do, if we practice self-work, we practice self-work, we do the meditation, we attend the classes, we drink the green juice, we do the yoga, we do the whole nine, right? And then something comes along that triggers us and we're like, why am I not over it? I do the yoga, I drink the green juice, I do the meditation, I attend the classes, I do this seminar, I read that book, I listen to the podcast, I listen to the crazy Millie lady talking about astrology. I do the whole thing, I do all of the things, and here I am reacting or thinking about the ex or thinking of what should have been or what could have been. Look, we're human. We're human. These things are going to come up. I think that as human beings, we're very much conditioned in action and result. We're very much result-oriented individuals. And we think that internal processes work in that way, and they don't. A lot of internal processing and work has to do mostly with acceptance of what is. Because acceptance of what is releases resistance. Have you ever noticed that when you are thinking about something or someone that you don't necessarily want to be thinking about, the more you tell yourself, oh, I don't want to think about it, I don't want to think about it, I don't want to think about it, the more you think about it, it's because you're trying to resist the present moment. You're trying to resist a part of you, essentially, that is coming up. It may not be trying to tell you anything significant. I'm not saying if you think of the ex, oh, maybe that means I should call him. No. But what I am saying is that it's coming up. We don't always have to figure out the reason, but if it comes up, honor it. Okay. Okay, thought of my ex. I see you there. I acknowledge you. I recognize you. If you want to stay there, that's perfectly fine, but I'm going to go about my day. That is far different than saying, why am I thinking about him again? After all of the work that I've done, I feel so stressed out. I feel like a dummy. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. Resistance creates stagnation. It just does. And so in honoring what comes up, in simply honoring it, in simply acknowledging it and accepting it in that moment, you are releasing it far more than you think. Keep that in mind. The reason I bring that up is because it's a full moon in Cancer. Full moons are already emotional events. They're lunar events. They affect us physically. But in Cancer, my God, the moon is in its ruling sign. It's waterworks all over the place for many, many reasons. And that's okay. So be kind, be compassionate with yourself. Point number three, balance your external and your interior world. I've said this before, 2020 has taught us that less is more. And that by simplifying our lives from that which is superfluous, which doesn't ring well with our soul, with our heart, with what truly matters to us, it simply just takes up space and creates a misbalance. It creates more things to do. And for you, and so therefore, if you have too many things to do, some of us just do, it really is asking us, okay, let me take a step back and see if I really need to do all of these things. Or how can I delegate? Or how can I just get rid of certain responsibilities? I mean, think about it. A lot of times Capricorn energy was about, I'm going to take on all the responsibilities because that makes me feel important. We didn't say it that way. And nobody told us that in that way. But when you think about it, a lot of times it did have to do with that. So now we're stepping into a space where, yes, we want to be responsible, but for the things that truly ring true to our heart. That requires simplifying our lives to what truly, truly matters for us. And if you just find yourself extremely busy and actually all of those things are important in your life, that's wonderful. Ask for help. Simplify your life. The message is still the same. Simplify your life, less is more. So if you do have a ton of things to do, then ask for help. Because Aquarius is the sign of community. We have to open ourselves up to ask for help as much as we are willing to give help. Okay. Next point. So interesting. So interesting how we have a full moon in Cancer. Cancer is the sign of the hermit, of going back into its shell and wanting some privacy and wanting some space, feeling like they want to retreat. Well, here we have it. I think a lot of people in the world are in quarantine, you know, or have these stay-at-home orders. Or who knows, maybe it's just us in the United States. I'm not sure. But it's definitely not a new year or a holiday season that has been like any other. We have definitely been more in of a retreat, private space, and in our home. Cancer and the moon are the sign and the energy of home. This is where we find our retreat, our sanctuary, our space, at home. And the energy brings that, but how funny that we almost, again, have to do that. It has been somehow imposed that we do that. Okay? Next point, responsibility has shifted. It's so interesting, and I have to elaborate. Has shifted from other focus to self-focused in order to serve others better. Remember, Aquarius, yes, wants us to make decisions for the greater good, but only by embracing and appreciating and loving us, our individuality. The only way we can be good to the world is if we are good to ourselves. What's that? This quote, people in pain cause pain, or hurt people, right? Hurt people, hurt people. When you are in this process of healing and self-work and all of this stuff, right? You understand that. You really, really do at some point come to an understanding that there is no other reason other than pain, internal pain, that makes people do the things they do, or that makes people cause other people pain. Of course, that pain varies. It's far more complex than the way I'm explaining it. I get it. But if we're focusing on just you and I right now, continue doing that work. Stay committed to you. Stay committed to the things that get you more in touch with yourself, because by you getting more in touch with yourself and being compassionate and loving to yourself in the process, when it comes to others, you'll remember to do the same. You'll remember that they are on their own path, that they have their own pains, that they have their own journey, and it will allow you to take a step back. And if for some reason you can't deal, or your energy doesn't match another person's energy, then all you'll simply do is take a step back and keep on in your own journey, instead of trying to change something in that dynamic or to change the other person. We have the capacity to change the world by changing ourselves. I genuinely 100% believe that. And it may not seem like much, but think about if everyone in the world began on a journey of introspection, began on a journey to not only want to heal, but to accept their wounds and then begin to heal. Accept responsibility for self where they are now and do something to better that for the future. If every single person did that, we would live in a much, much different world. And Aquarius energy, which is where we're headed, which is really where we are already, is asking us to remember that, to embrace it, to practice it. But the only way that we can do that is to remember that we can only work on ourselves, and that that will be enough to then affect our environment. Because inevitably, we will begin approaching life and people from a different place within. Okay? Let's see. Recognition of developed self-esteem, independence, courage, and freedom earned in the last 6 months. Recognize it. Pat yourself in the freaking back. Give yourself a hug. Give yourself a high five. Recognize who you have become and what it has taken you to get here. Okay. So some of the questions that came up as I was analyzing this chart is that we can ask ourselves, right? One, what no longer works or fits in my life? If that's already become clear to you, great. If that still needs a little fine tuning, great. Allow yourself to go inside and see what truly matters and what doesn't. Believe me, we've been through enough to know. And if there's some resistance, well, then that's another thing. But you know. What is coming up in regards to parental dynamics? This may not be true for everyone, but it is true for a lot of people because Cancer has to do with home, with the mother, with nurturing. A lot of what the Cancer Capricorn eclipses taught us were in regards to parenting, to self-parenting, to re-parenting. If you remember, this whole notion of reparenting became huge, I think 2018. That's when it started and it blew up. And so that's when the nodes switched to North Node in Cancer to South Node in Capricorn. So for the last 6 months, if this applies to you, what has come up about how you were raised, what you were taught, and if that narrative is still true for you at this point in time? And if it's not, what have you had to go through to detach yourself from that in order to create your own narrative about what you believe about yourself, about who you are, about what home means to you? This can be, for instance, something like, oh, you have to be married and have children by a certain age, or you have to have a house by a certain age, or you have to have the degree, the job, and all of that stuff, because that is what society tells you. Because society is also indicative of home, like homeland, right? Think about that, okay? So breaking away from those parental dynamics, not necessarily from your parents, although the universe is interesting in that way, and sometimes for a lot of people, it required them being away from their parents and that dynamic to figure out what their own belief systems are. Everything has a time and place, okay? Next question, how has life required me to step out of what I thought was home? Again, another question regarding home. How have I learned to nurture myself? And let's see. And the last one, and it's so important. Am I being kind to myself in this profound transition that is taking place in my life? I hope you are. I hope you have been. And I hope you continue to be. Because if 2020 represented what we were meant to release, and this month with this full moon in Cancer represents the kind of acceptance and settling in of that, 2020 represents the assimilation and the putting together of something completely new that will inevitably involve trial and error, that will inevitably involve reconsiderations, and that's okay. So I have taken up 38 minutes of your time. If you made it this far, thank you so much. I hope this is helpful. And again, if you have any questions or anything, I'm extremely accessible through my social media and email. Have an amazing new year. Please recognize yourself for who you are now. Be proud, appreciate you, and happy 2021. Bye-bye.